Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair has become the first foreign leader to visit Afghanistan since the fall of the Taliban. Blair made a surprise middle-of-the-night stopover at the Bagram Air Base near Kabul, where he met with the interim leader of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai. NPR's Jackie Lydon is in Kabul. What can you add about Blair's visit?
It was a kind of pat-on-the-back reassurance visit, I think. He said that Afghanistan has been a failed state for too long, and the whole world has paid the price in the export of terrorism, in the export of drugs, and finally in the destruction on the streets of the United States. And he vowed that the Allied forces would not leave Afghanistan alone again, and he was warmly met by Hamid Karzai, and this was the sort of visit that it was.
There's a delegation of U.S. senators visiting Afghanistan, too.
Yeah, they were the second surprise of a long night. The delegation was led by Senator Joseph Lieberman and also Senator John McCain. And they sort of said the same thing. I think that they arrived just before Prime Minister Blair. And they too said that the United States was going to be involved in Afghanistan a lot longer than the Taliban, and that with coalition partners, the U.S. would pledge to rebuild Afghanistan and promote democracy and an economic opportunity for people here. And John McCain chimed in that the U.S. had learned that to abandon Afghanistan was a mistake. So it was a lot of reassurance.
Are these visits an indication that a sense of normalcy is returning to Afghanistan?
If a sense of normalcy were returning to Afghanistan, they wouldn't have flown into Bagram in the dead of night for a couple of hours and then left. They didn't announce their visit. They didn't say much to reporters after. They left after a matter of hours. They didn't come into Kabul. So I think you can draw your own conclusions. The security situation, at least for people who are that high profile, is obviously still of great concern. And sense of normalcy, I think it'll take a long time before that's established. I'm sure the Afghan people are very glad to see leaders like this visiting here. It does show that Afghanistan is not being entirely neglected, but normalcy is too strong a word.
Is the lack of security due to armies or criminals?
I think there's a lot of renegade elements of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and they're not exactly sure where they are. They cannot assure leaders like this that they will be safe. There is certainly Al-Qaeda in pockets. Everybody has been saying that. Those pockets seem to be mostly in the south and east of the country. And then there's a great deal of lawlessness that goes on as well. There's a strict curfew here. You can't really move around after 10 o'clock at night. And most people are indoors hours before that. And it's just for personal safety.
Is there still bombing?
There is bombing that is going on around the area of the former Taliban training camps in Khost. This is also where the Green Beret, Nathan Ross Chapman, was killed last week. There have been negotiations with tribal leaders in that area that haven't gone well as down in Kandahar province, where things are also sporadically unsafe. And so where the war still goes on, it is still deadly.
What about plans to reopen the airport in Kabul?
Kabul City Airport is right inside the city limits as opposed to Bagram Air Base, which is 40 miles north of here. And they have been trying to demine the Kabul airport ever since the Taliban left with the Danish demining group. UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi visited that airport yesterday, and the hope is to reopen that airport soon for additional aid flights and for even commercial air traffic in the not-too-far-distant future.
NPR's Jackie Lydon in Kabul.